This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Some roads closed by the Aspen Acres fire in southern Colorado are now open. That includes Colorado Highway 96 between Pueblo and Westcliff and Colorado 67 between Florence and Wetmore. Closures are still in effect on Colorado 165 between McKenzie Junction to Crow Cutoff. Colorado 78 west of Beulah, where it turns to dirt, also remains closed. Authorities say to drive with caution as the fire remains active. Washington lawmakers have passed a bill aimed at improving federal information sharing with local authorities. The bill would create one point of contact between the Department of Homeland Security and local law enforcement. Here's Representative Gabe Evans, who sponsored the bill.
This bill streamlines coordination between law enforcement agencies, enhances information sharing mechanisms, and reduces duplicative actions.
The bill passed on a voice vote. But it did include some debate that stress language in the bill should not be used to defund the department's intelligence and analysis office. It now heads to the U.S. Senate. A sweltering stretch of days with temperatures above 90 has the Colorado Health Department giving some advice on staying cool. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
On Monday, the National Weather Service issued an extreme heat warning for parts of western Colorado and a heat advisory for the Front Range. Hot temperatures can cause heat illnesses like heat exhaustion or heat stroke. Health officials urge folks to stay hydrated and out of the sun. The state's chief medical officer says last year, Colorado had 15 heat-related deaths, 548 emergency room visits, and 69 hospitalizations. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
An ozone action day remains in effect for much of the Front Range, including Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, Greeley, and Castle Rock. The air could be unhealthy for sensitive groups through 4 p.m. this afternoon. This is CPR News.